Now in year number 6, it's a Yank on the Footy with Craig Wessels. Everybody sit back and enjoy a chat about the greatest game on the face of the earth. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I do hope you'll share it with your friends and family. Cheers!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this 2024 preview episode of A Yank on the Footy. We're going to be talking about round zero, the opening round, as well as talking about the 2024 season in its entirety as well. I'm Craig Wessels, coming to you from Sandusky, Ohio. And in just a moment, I am going to be joined by my mate, Mick Aussie, from up in Canada. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to be talking about the 2024 season. I do hope you enjoy this discussion. For those of you who are new to the podcast, Mick joins me each week and we go through our tips each week. And we also, we'll see if we do this one tonight, but we also do a little bit of discussion of Australian slang terminology. And I have some that are kind of themed to the opening round of the season. So stand by here and we're going to hop on with Mick in just a second. Also, folks, if you have not checked out my preview episodes for 2024, I have released 16 of the 18 right now. Adelaide and Geelong are recorded, but they've not been released yet. But I have the other 16 club preview episodes all up on my website, yankonthefooty.com, where you can find them on your favorite podcast hosting site. I don't have them up on YouTube as of yet, but I will be getting them there. So again, let's go ahead and hop on with Mick Aussie. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am absolutely thrilled to be joined again by my mate, Mick Aussie, who has moved into some new digs for his recording as well. Mick, how are you doing, sir?
Yeah, good, mate. Looking forward to the AFL season and not much of a break since the Super Bowl, so I only get a few weeks off on game show, but looking forward to it. Not sure about this split first round, but I can understand why they're doing it, trying to get into the rugby territory right in Queensland and New South Wales.
What do you think that they maybe should have just said, we're going to go ahead and have a second gather round and just send all 18 clubs up to Queensland or New South Wales for round one and just basically, since we're doing this as a visual and basically just tell the NRL like they used to do on the old wrestling thing and go, do that. Say, we're here and we are the biggest one around here. So you can say you got bigger viewership, but you don't have people in the stands.
Yeah, well, we all know the NRL went to Vegas, and I saw a tweet saying the AFL are looking to do it. Well, we've talked about that for years, so until I believe the AFL is serious about the US market, I'm not believing much at all, mate.
Yeah, you know that. I know, or the North American market, because you being in Canada, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to encourage our fellow, do I call you a North American? You've been here so damn long.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're trying to convince our fellow North Americans to check out this awesome game. I mean, you've got me watching cricket now. So, and I've been, tearing through the Pakistani T20 tournament right now. So that's been a lot of fun. I haven't figured out what tape ball is yet. I haven't gone and watched any of those yet. It must be like the old balls they're using. So, we've got the season starting in a little less than 48 hours. We've got four games we're going to talk about in a moment, but I want to get to your ladder predictions and who you think is going to be winning the grand final this year. Your club, the Crows, got double doinked last year on behind gate. And then also, the previous week had North Melbourne just kept track of the players on their interchange. Sydney would not have gotten those 4 points either. Yeah. So it is what it is. It's water under the bridge, if you will. So let's go ahead and go through your 18 from 18 to 1 and tell us where you see things happening this year. So who's your wooden spooner this year?
All right, I'll do four at a time and I'll try and build in some stories along the lines. Of course, the Eagles, absolutely terrible. All the hype with Harley Reid, but they got too many old players. They're way back. They're a few years away. And the North Melbourne Kangaroos, I'll go for 17th. And Clarko, what the hell was that? You can't say that these days. How stupid is he? Taylor Walker got in big trouble for not saying it directly to the person. Clarko should be suspended if Taylor Walker got 4 or 6 games. North Melbourne, second to bottom. Then I think the Hawks, too many injuries straight away there. Mm-hmm. They'll win a few games and upset a few few teams, but I think the Hawks third to bottom. Then I've gone for the Essendon Bombers, one of my favourite teams growing up. Very disappointing. Sure, they nearly made the eight last year, but I think they'll be fourth to bottom. And now after this, it gets real interesting. So back to you.
Okay, so you want me to go through my bottom four and work our way up then?
That's up to you, whatever.
Okay, yeah, well, I have West Coast at 18. I've officially decided that footy season is going to suck if you live in WA, because I've got Fremantle at 17th. Okay, Sean Darcy just dinged up his knee. I had somebody who did a bold, my Frio prediction this year, the bold prediction was that if Sean Darcy played five, the guy from Purple Rain said, if Sean Darcy plays five games or less for the Dockers this year, that Luke Jackson would win the Brownlow. I sent him a note. I said, so has he got his Brownlow medal yet? Then I've got Richmond at 16th and I've got Hawthorne at 15th.
Right.
And Richmond, you know, because we can make a case for 14 or 15 clubs to play finals. You could make an argument for a lot of clubs to actually play finals this year, which is a good thing for the comp. That parity, I think, is a good thing. So those are my bottom four: West Coast, Fremantle, Richmond, and Hawthorne up to 15 then. So go ahead with your 14 then and up.
All right. Now, from now on, I think any of these teams with a good run of non-injuries and things going quite well, I think any of these teams are a chance. I will put the Tigers next with their full forward Lynch back. They still got some very good players, but not in the eight. And I think the Dockers after that. So the Dockers, they should win a lot of home games. They're not too bad on the road, but I can't see them making the eight. But they might. Now it gets real interesting and damn hard, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Western Bulldogs. They could finish top four, but it's getting tough and few injuries. Their coach Beveridge is a bit on the hook, I think. So, and then the next one, I so wanted to put this team in, but I couldn't. I think the St. Kilda Saints will miss out. They had a good run last year with Ross Lyon, defensive coaching. They had a lot of injuries. So if they stay injury-free, they can definitely make the eight. But there is my next four. So that is 10th to 14th.
Okay, 11 to 14, yeah. Yeah, well, we have one of those the same, because I have in 14th, I've got North Melbourne jumping all the way up to 14th. And I just think that club has got enough talent there now. And I actually had a great analogy on another episode that I'm going to toss in here. To me, North Melbourne is at the point right now where if they're in North America, they're looking at the mirror on the right-hand side of the car. If they're in Australia, they're looking at the mirror on the left-hand side of the car, where it says objects in the mirror may be closer than they appear. And they're over there with the razor blade scraping that off, because the wooden spoon is in that mirror and it's getting further and further behind them. Cause I think this club is about 1 year away from making a push into the eight. I think they're just about there. You know, if Clarko can, you know, keep his wits about himself. You know, I don't know exactly what he said, but it sounded like he said he had a dumbass attack is what it sounds like. You know, we don't need to repeat it. So yeah, I've got them at 14. I've got Essendon, you know, in the 13th spot. I've got the Bulldogs with you in the 12th spot. And I've got Gold Coast in the 11th spot. I don't quite think they're ready to make that jump into the eight. I think they're close. A couple breaks here and there. I think it's going to take a year with Dima to get the other half of that 20% of the premiership list, as he said, onto their list. Because he said he had 80% of the list there right now.
Right.
So,
all right.
Yeah. Those are mine right there. So we had a couple that matched up there.
All right, I'll do my 9th and 10th now, and this might shock you, but hey, I'm going out on a bit of a limb, just my thoughts. I've listened to a lot of people, but these are my thoughts. But injuries is crucial, as we know. This might shock you because a lot of people have them high up. I am going with the Carlton Blues.
Wow.
In 10th to miss the playoffs. I'll tell you why. They rely so much on Curnow.
Yeah.
If he goes down, they're in big trouble. Because that Harry Mackay, are you kidding me? How can a professional athlete forward like him not even kick goals? He has the yips. They might as well go to the country and get some full forward from out the country or centre half forward. They got a lot of injuries to start. I do like their coach, Voss, but I don't really like the Blues and they get arrogant. So I have them missing the eight.
Okay.
Now this one here is going to shock you as well. But I've made up my mind hope I am wrong. I hope I am wrong, of course. I have the Adelaide Crows in ninth. And I'll tell you why. This is why. I've thought about this a lot. And, of course, I hope I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Last year, hardly any injuries. Rankin was out for a while. Doherty was out for a while.
Doody.
That was about it. So they had hardly any injuries. And they can't win away from Adelaide Oval. Absolutely terrible. Are they going to fix that in one season? Maybe. And I hope I'm wrong. And this is what annoys me about Matthew Hicks and the Crows. Can you believe this? This is their leadership group. What a load of Cleveland Browns in my pants crap. They have eight people in a leadership group. What a load of bullshit. And Andrew Jarman said it the same. And some of these players in their leadership group might not even be in their best 22. Let's go through it. Dawson, of course, excellent. Keys, excellent. O'Brien, he's a warrior. Murphy, Fogarty, up and down, Miller, Hinge and Smith, good. But there's no way they're the eight best players. So that leadership group is a load of crap to me. Hope I'm wrong. Rankin's looking good. They rely too much on Tex Walker. Crows to finish ninth.
Wow. Okay. Well, I will tell you, I have Port Adelaide in the 10th spot this year. I just have a hunch that they're going to tumble a little bit, and I don't know why. And it just, if nothing else, it leads to conversation. It gets people telling me that I'm so full of shit that if they gave me an enema, I'd come out that high. Okay. And my second top four side from last year falling out of the eight, the Melbourne Demons.
Yes.
I've got Melbourne finishing ninth. They averaged 90 points a game last year. But their leading goal kicker, they only had two players that they had 10 players that kicked double-digit goals, but they only had two players that kicked 30 or more.
Yes.
And that was Pickett and that was Fritch. If Van Ruin can kick 50 goals, then I'm probably wrong on that. But I am not convinced that club can score on a consistent basis. I'm not convinced of it.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So those are my 10th and 9th right there. So, yeah, the Carlton one, I agree with you about Mackay. And again, I hope nothing happens to Kurnow, but if something does, I think they are in serious trouble because I don't think you're going to be able to rely on him to pick up the slack. He does not do a really good job of imitating Robin to Kurnow's Batman. He's a very poor Robin.
Yeah.
All he's doing is robbing them of goals. Okay, that was probably too far. So who is your 8 through 5 then?
All right. I am going for the Gold Coast Suns, and I'll tell you why. Their draw. The AFL have basically nearly given them the 8th spot. They've got so many easier teams to play twice than the other teams, I believe. They win a lot at home, so I think the Suns might make it. Of course, I hope the Crows do, but I'm going for the Suns because the AFL want them to, and they have a very nice draw. Not a big fan of Damien Hardwick, but Suns in 8th. And you're going to like this. Here we go. Close enough to the Geelong Cats. I am tipping your Geelong Cats to have a bounce back year and come 7th. And this is one reason why. I think it was Montagna from the Saints on radio this week says that in the last 8 out of 9 years, one of the teams that has missed the playoffs the year before ends up in the top 4 the next year. And that team has been a team that was in the finals recently. So that's probably Geelong or Richmond. So I'm going to pick Geelong to have a bounce back year. They're so good at home. But injuries, you just don't know.
Yeah.
And in 6th spot, I nearly took them out the 8. I'm with you on the Demons, but I put them in 6. I think they'll start well. But then maybe halfway through the year when they're too many players stick the Coca-Cola up the nose, they might start to struggle. They're probably all on the straight and narrow now, knowing that the AFL are watching and maybe drug testing them more, because one of the players apparently was supplying other players with the Coca-Cola up the nose, if you know what I mean. Demons still got a lot of good players.
They do.
But
they do.
I think they'll make it. But hey, I wouldn't mind. I'd love to see him crash and burn and finish like 12th. Yeah.
So who you got in fifth then? Who did I miss in fifth?
All right. I have your buddy that you talked to. I listened to the podcast today from out there in the Western Sydney suburbs. I have the Greater Western Sydney Giants finishing in fifth, but they could challenge. David Wilde on Sports Day SA has them winning it all. I like their team. I like their style of play. I think the Giants will have a good year, maybe finish in the grand final. I have them at fifth.
Okay. Okay. Well, my eighth through fifth, I have the Cats in the eighth spot. I think they've got a lot of great young talent in their midfield. They've just got to get some game experience. You know, you've got Dangerfield, you've got Max Holmes, and then Tanner Bruin's played, a little bit there, but then you've got a lot of question marks. And I think in a way, Cam Guthrie's injury, while it's very sad that it's happened, might not be a bad thing for them, because it's going to force them to get these youngsters some playing time that might help them out later in the season. But it's also going to hopefully allow Guthrie to come back fresh at about the halfway point. And I'm convinced Cam Guthrie is dealing with what they call the Samson syndrome, because he cut off his damn caveman hair and he's fallen apart since he did that. Since he cut his hair, and I know about cut hair, he's just not doing well. He can't stay healthy as a result of that. So I've got the Cats in eighth. I've got Carlton in seventh. And again, I'm not convinced of Mackay, being the answer either. I have the Swans in the sixth spot. And I have a little more confidence in your Adelaide Crows than you do. I've got the Crows in the fifth spot this year. I just think that offensively, something that I thought was amazing when we did the previews, and I always asked a little trivia questions about, who had the highest percentage of time on ground. It's almost always a defender.
Yes.
Last year, it was Isaac Rankin for that club. I was shocked. The small forward was the guy who spent the most time on ground when he's out, buzzing around like a bee looking for, pollen and that sort of thing. So those are my eight through five there that are getting in. They're going to be playing in cutthroat finals. So I've got the Cats going to Adelaide and Carlton going to Sydney in the cutthroat finals. So who have you got in your top four then?
All right, just before, a bit more on the Crows.
Go ahead.
I can't believe that Edmund Henry's not in that starting 18. He's an absolute go of that guy. What's Nick's got against him? But anyway, and our Crows on ballers still need some more class. Dawson's great, Rankin if they play him in the middle, but a bit more class needed on the Crows on ballers. But like I said, I hope I am wrong and I hope you are right. And I hope I'm wrong on this one. I have the Port Adelaide Power Pap Smears in fourth. They're on baller young guys. They've recruited some depth. I'm not sure they've got too many stars in their recruits. I like Radigalia. I have trouble with that name, your former Cats guy. I think the Port Adelaide Power will have a good year, but doesn't matter. They'll come to finals and blow it. I have the other Magpies, the proper Magpies, because Port Adelaide was SANFL Magpies, as we know. I have the Collingwood Magpies finishing third. They will back it up. They'll have another good year. I listened to Craig McRae on the Howie Games podcast. The guy is absolutely smart as anything. Got a real good family bonding at that team. I think they'll have another good year and could go all the way, but I have them in third.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your top two, I know who you have not mentioned yet. And I have a feeling we might have the same number one, but go ahead with your top two then.
Well, the Ottawa Swans here, I'm a bit of a fan of the Sydney Swans. I think they'll bounce back. I think they might start a little bit slow because they got some injuries. I think they'll bounce back from a year that was down for them last year. Sure, they made the eight, even though they shouldn't have. But the year before, as we know, your Cats destroyed them in the grand final. Got some good young talent. Be interesting to see how Brody Grundy goes. Swans to make the grand final. And I think the Brisbane Lions might finally get it done this year. They could have got it done last year. And I'll quickly mention this while I'm at it. Congratulations to the Collingwood Magpies, of course. It was a four-point game. But if Maynard should have been suspended for hitting Angus Brayshaw, and I'll tell you why he wasn't suspended. This is what I reckon. I reckon if the AFL suspended him, then that's admitting guilt that the hit was too high. And as we know, Angus Brayshaw has now retired. So that's my opinion on that. They didn't admit guilt when they shouldn't have. Maynard shouldn't have been playing. Collingwood got lucky, but good on them. Winners are winners, and that's the way it goes in this game. Lions, good team, win lots at home. I think they might get it done. But, hey, any of these teams in top 12 can make it the eight, and all down to injuries. We know that key injury is so crucial.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, my top four, my number four team, and this is one that I may be one of the few that's put them in the top four. I just think that the way they started out last year with as many injuries as they had, and they started out phenomenally well, and they've got a pretty decent injury list already for this year. I've got St. Kilda at number four on the ladder this year. I think that Ross Lyon is going to prove the leadership group at that club right for bringing him back in again. I just think it's a talented side. I think that, you know, they play well together, you know, the situation that happened this past weekend was very regrettable. I think that might bring that club closer together. It might cause them to rally together with one another. I just think that it's a talented side, and I've got GWS at the number three spot. Yep. I've got the Magpies number two. And just like you, I have Brisbane at the top of the ladder this year. And we both have a non-Victorian grand final, although I have GWS and Brisbane. Okay. So I've got GWS and Brisbane facing off against one another, and I've got Brisbane winning the whole thing as well. So
I'd love to see a non-Victorian grand final. Hey, I've got friends in Melbourne. They can get a bit arrogant down there, as we know. So that would be awesome. Maybe it's the Crows in there. Who knows, maybe, right?
So who are you tipping for the Brownlow and the Coleman this year? Have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, I'd like to see Marcus Bontempelli win it. He's come so close so many times. He's a big chance. I'd also like to see Jordan Dawson win it. He had a great year last year. He's got that sweeping left foot kick and very nice to the umpires. I'd like to see him win it. There's a couple, but Lockie Neal again will be up there. Cribs. Oh, I think Butters, Rosie. Oh, there's so many good players, as you know. And Petrarca's always a chance. Cribs for Carlton, so many good players.
I feel bad about doing this because the last 2 years, the players that I've tipped for the Coleman and the Brownlow the last 2 years have all four gotten hurt during the course of the season. So I've told people that I didn't want to tip somebody from their club because I didn't want them to get hurt, but I've got to pick somebody. So I went with Tom Green from GWS to win the Brownlow, and I went with Nick Larkey to win the Coleman from North Melbourne.
Right.
You know, because he's a phenomenal forward, and they still don't have that second forward. He still gets his shots on goal, despite being really the only big target that North Melbourne happens to have. And if that continues, I think he could go ahead and get himself a Coleman Award this year.
Right. Well, I hope Taylor Walker might win it, and then the Crows have had a big year. Curto is so good and big, and when you get to see the games live, you see how guys like him and Jeremy Cameron just control that whole area, and if they get a good run up, it's quite amazing. So, and your boy Cameron from Geelong, I'd like to see him win it. So there's three.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I'm so looking forward to this whole situation here. It's just going to be I'm pretty stoked about, you know, I'm actually Thursday. I'm sitting down Thursday to book my flights.
Cool.
So, yeah. And I'm going to be there. Looks like I'm going to be there rounds 16 through 19.
Awesome.
So I'm going to get to see the Cats play four times, the Bombers, Hawks, Magpies, and Bulldogs.
Wow.
So all in Melbourne or Geelong. So I'm going a week earlier than I'd planned on going, so I can get back and help my daughter move into her new apartment in early August. So I'll be working over at the amusement park for about a month before I go, and then hopefully for about 3 or 4 weeks once I get back from Australia as well.
All right.
So, yeah. So we do have four games coming up in just a short while, in, you know, about 48 hours. And, you know, we've got, you know, I think a good move on the part of the AFL to put the games, you know, this zero round. I do think they should have, you know, played all, you know, just made this round one and played all the rest of the games this round as well. I don't know. I guess I see why they're doing it with regards to the NRL being in, you know, in the US. But it sure did screw a lot of us up when it comes to our fantasy teams and that sort of thing. And
yeah.
So we've got the Swans and the D's at the SCG, because everything is in either Queensland or New South Wales. Who are you thinking on this one?
Oh, I nearly changed my pick today. I tell you why. Well, I'm going with the Swans. I've stuck with the Swans. It's just a home field pick. Mm-hmm. But this is why I'm nervous. Parker's out and Mills is out and Adams is out. Well, he's new player.
Right.
So
right.
If Oliver and Petrarca get on top in that middle, and it's a small ground. Sydney Cricket Ground is not very long. So if Oliver and Petrarca get it out the center, they can kick goals on their own. Mm-hmm. Maxi Gawn versus Grundy. You think Gawn might beat Grundy. So I nearly changed my pick for that reason. Gawn down to Petrarca or Oliver, goal. But okay. I'm going to stick with the Swans as the home field team. They're 1.5 point favorite. It'd be very interesting to see how the Demons do react to all the off-field trouble over the past 6 months. And let's not kid ourselves. There's a problem there. If one of the players has been caught supplying Coca-Cola up the nose to other players, there is a problem. And yeah. I can't stand that terrible drug. So
yeah,
be interesting to see how they go.
Let me ask you this about the Swans, though. And I think we touched on this last year, but let's do it again real quickly here. You know, I think that, and I mentioned this to Donnie Hess when I spoke to him earlier tonight, that I think that the Swans might actually be in a better position now with number 23 not on the list than they were last year with Buddy Franklin on the list. And it's not taking anything away from Buddy Franklin, but there was still that mindset of that's Buddy Franklin. We've got to get the ball to him. You know, even if he may have not been able to kick the ball from that distance anymore, even if somebody else had maybe had a better angle or a shorter kick that was open to take that shot on goal, it still seemed like, you know, they were having to force the ball to Buddy because he's Buddy. I think the club's going to be better because they have more options where they don't feel compelled. There's not that compulsion to get the ball to Joel Aimardi. You know, yes. I think he's going to be great. But it's not like you have to force it to him. You've got other options there as well. You don't have to think, well, that's Buddy. I got to get the ball to him.
Yeah. So, yeah, you could be right. You could be right. It's going to be interesting.
I'm going with the Swans on that one as well. Then we head off to the Gabba for the Lions and the Blues. The Voss Bowl, if you will, returning back to the scene of the crime, if you will, having been there previously.
Oh, he's a terrific player. I hope you've seen some highlights of Voss. Absolutely gun, big, strong midfielder. Well, I'm going for the Lions. They're favoured by 19.5. I think they'll win by more than that. Look at the injury the Blues have got already. Silvani out for the year. Walsh is out for the game, I believe. Wietering, Martins and Hollands is suspended. And Motlop as well, I heard. So Carlton Blues have got too many injuries. Lions at home will win and win well, I believe.
The one highlight that I have seen of Michael Voss was him knocking Alan Richardson ass over apple cart and just knocking him completely out. That's the one highlight I know that I've seen of him. So we head off to Heritage Bank Stadium for the Gold Coast Suns in the Dimma battle against his former club, the Richmond Tigers. So This is an interesting one here. And, you know, I understand the whole concept of doing the opening round in Queensland and New South Wales, but doggone it, I wish they would have brought Dimmitt's Club to play a game down at Marvel in round one. I really do, because I thought that's what it had said when I first read the fixture, and I thought, damn, that was really smart of them to do that.
Well, like I said, the AFL's handed the Suns an easy draw, so Suns are favoured by 13.5. I'll pick them to win. I think the Tigers are a chance. So for a betting man, I'd probably take Tigers on the plus and Suns to win. But who knows? It's too early to tell. We haven't seen the team list yet. Suns just, I think.
Yeah, I'm going with the Suns also. And that's the thing about the Tigers. There still is a ton of veteran leadership. No Tom Lynch this week. I did hear he's going to still be out.
Okay.
So I just worry about how they're going to score goals. And Dusty, I guess, got kicked in the calf today at training, or yesterday, I guess. So they're saying he may be in doubt for this weekend also.
Ooh.
So, you know, if that's the case, I definitely would go with the Suns.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful. Kicking the calf, and then you can easily strain it and be out for a few weeks. It's such a small muscle. It's so important when you run.
Right, right.
An annoying injury. I've had it, and it's like damn annoying, you know. Yeah.
Now, the last game of the weekend, and none of these are at a convenient time for me. I mean, there's two of them are 3:30 a.m. starts, a 3:40, and then a 12:20 a.m. is the Gold Coast and Richmond game. So I will not be watching any of these live this weekend. I'll be watching them all in the morning when I get up. You've got GWS hosting Collingwood in a prelim rematch from last year. And I'm really looking forward to this one because well, GWS has flat out said it. These two clubs do not like one another.
No, you're right. GWS are favored by 3.5. They lost by 1 point, as we know, to Collingwood, wasn't it? The prelim final. Yep. Oh, man, I've changed my pick. I had Magpies, now changed to GWS. Home field advantage might be a slight hangover for the Magpies. And your mate today was funny when he was saying that Stormy Daniels is on the up, and it took you a couple of seconds to laugh with that one.
Oh, my God.
Daniels is looking for a big year, according to your mate you had on the podcast.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was really cool when I talked to him, you know, the fact that he had actually helped to build the stadium.
Yeah,
that is awesome that he's got that kind of a connection. You know, and he talked about how Kevin Sheedy was out talking to them, you know, while it was being built and that sort of thing. I mean, to me, that was awesome. I'm really looking forward to seeing, hopefully, the quote unquote orange tsunami there. You know, because it sounds like that they've exceeded their record of most memberships that they've had.
Yeah,
and I hope it's packed. I hope it's loud for them. You know, and it's awesome to see this. And again, I hope that every one of these stadiums is jam packed full this weekend. Brisbane will be for sure. Sydney most definitely will. Sounds like GWS is close to being sold out. The wild card is Gold Coast and Richmond. But you know, Richmond supporters live all over the country, so there'll be a lot of Richmond supporters there anyway. So it's gonna be interesting to see what happens with that one. And I'm pretty stoked. I'm glad footy's back. Yeah, it's been a long off season. I had a game on at the beginning of the school day last week. It was kind of funny, and a young lady, you know, and she said, "Well, what do you watch?" I said, "I'm watching Australian football." "Well, that's not football. They don't kick the ball in football." Okay. So, yeah, we had to have a discussion about that, and I introduced her to who Yogi Berra was. Yogi had all those things, you know, those funny lines, you know, that nobody goes to that restaurant anymore. It's too crowded. Yogi said a lot of things like that. So, one of the things that we did in the past, last year, and I tried to theme these for this year, okay?
All right.
We would do this little list of Australian slang. And for those of you that haven't listened before, last year I got from my sister this word search book of Australian slang. So I've been using this as my frame of reference. There have been a couple that I've looked up that I thought, no, that's not even appropriate for my podcast. So I've skipped over it. So the first term, okay, the first term, Brisvegas, B-R-I-S-V-E-G-A-S, Brisvegas.
I'm touching this beautiful Sharon to maybe keep me calm and get the brain working. I would say that.
That looks deflated.
Brisbane people think they're Las Vegas.
Kind of, yeah. It says it originated in Queensland in part with the ironic reference to the River City's lack of showy opulence, for which, you know, so it doesn't have all the bright lights that Las Vegas has. And also then because Brisbane was the first Queensland city to open a casino. So oh, okay. Got him on the right track there. Yeah, so Brisvegas there. Yep. Yep. So the second one, up a gum tree. Up a gum tree. G-U-M. Up a gum tree.
Wow. The koalas are up the gum tree. But what does it actually mean? Up a gum tree. I would say it's kind of like telling you to go get lost or go get stuffed and go up a gum tree because you're useless or something like that.
You're on the right track. When I looked it up, it said you are in trouble or in a very awkward position. See Adam Simpson.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Maybe give me 60% on that one. Not
yes. Uh-huh. Okay. The next one here. Layer it up, L-A-I-R, layer it up. And you did this.
Spell it again.
L-A-I-R, like a movie supervillain's lair, like their hideout. Layer it up. And you actually did this at the beginning of our discussion tonight, before we hit record. You actually did this.
I did it.
You did it.
Oh, dress up. Get dressed up.
Exactly. Yeah, you... Although it says a flashily dressed young man of brash and vulgar behavior. You're not that.
I was going to say party it up, but dress up to party it up.
Exactly. To renovate or dress up in something bad taste, hence layer it up means to behave in a brash and vulgar manner.
Right.
The Clarko. yeah. Okay. The fourth one. It is Jingoes, J-I-N-G-O-E-S, Jingoes.
Nah, Jingoes. J-I-N-G-O-S?
G-O-E-S, yeah, Jingoes, yep. Just like dingoes, but with a J.
Oh, I think that it's something to do with the Outback.
It did not have anything to do with it eating somebody's baby either.
I think my baby would have made a crap. She killed it. Anyway. Jingoes. Oh, I think it's something to do with the Outback, but no, I'm not sure on that one.
An exclamation of surprise.
Nah, never heard.
So what is gonna be your holy shit event of the year? Your exclamation of surprise. When you see it happen, what's gonna be the one you go, holy shit, that's a jingo.
Oh, the Crows winning the premiership again.
Well, you don't even have him in the eight.
Yeah, but I know. I told you I'm not real keen on Matthew Nicks. I told you that.
Okay. All right. And the last one, I think you're gonna get this. I think this one's too easy. Bonzer, B-O-N-Z-E-R.
Oh, like Bonzer beauty or really good or something like that.
Yep. First rate or excellent. So who is going to have a Bonzer of a year in 2024?
Adelaide Crows, I hope.
Okay. Okay. I told you I had these pretty much themed to tonight. Okay. Yeah. And I sat down about, you know, half an hour before we got together. I was actually flipping through these while Donnie and I were talking, and I wanted to go ahead and make sure that we did that. So before we get done here, because I'm gonna work on getting this stuff edited and out this evening. Where can people find your work, Mick, and what have you been up to, and what are you going to be up to, sir? And you need to put some air in that ball.
Yeah, I know. Don't do it. Well, you can see the sign up the back, mickaussie.tv. And for the podcasters, it's mykaussie.tv. Got lots of NFL coverage, CFL, AFL, of course, cricket. We're doing Edmonton Cricket TV again this year. So. Okay. And I should be back on Gabe Renzi Sports Rage, Sports Grid TV doing the AFL, but he might give it a bit of a break because it's ridiculous how long the season is, let's be honest. And I've got a question for you. Out of all the great podcasts you've been doing on the team previews, and I think it's excellent that you get the fan podcasts mainly on your podcast. As an example, I mean, each team's going to vary, but let's say how many good fan-based podcasts are out there per team? I mean, Colin would probably have a few, but the Suns might have one. Do you have any idea of how many ones are per team?
I've only found one for Collingwood, and that's the Collingwood Rant guys. I've had them on the last couple of years. The Gold Coast one was the first one that I found this year. Turn over the tape. That was the first time I'd talked with them because I'd had a young man who's from Melbourne on the last couple of years. There are a few from Essendon. There are a few from Adelaide, and I was going to sit down with somebody from the Crowjack, but they got called into work and, we were having a hard time rescheduling, which is why I reached out to your mate, Scott.
Did the
preview with him. Very knowledgeable gentleman. So I'm really thrilled to talk to him. That's going to come out probably early next week, if not by the end of this week. I may get him out this weekend, actually, because I've got the Crows and the Cats still to push out. They're recorded. I just have not. I've not recorded the intros or the closings yet. And then I have to finish editing those up and get them out. But there are a couple from St. Kilda. There were a couple from the Cats, but they've kind of merged. But each club usually has a couple of them. I found just the one from GWS as well. And there's a couple different ones from Port Adelaide. And, I've had a couple that I've used that I've gone back to with West Coast and with Fremantle because they're ones that are big ones for that club that have been, that they've got a pretty good following. Waza King from Eagle Nation and then Duck from the Purple Rain podcast. And they work in conjunction with the club. They actually do post stuff in the change rooms and that sort of thing. So they're excited about the rule changes where more players are going to be available now. So I love talking to those folks because they've got a lot more insight about their clubs. Cause I try to cover all the clubs, but I don't know everything about all of them. And I'm never going to pretend that I do know everything about all of them. I can look at the lists and recognize names. And I recognize a lot of faces. I wish they would just keep the same number from year on and year out instead of changing numbers every friggin' year. I understand why they do it, but it makes it difficult for people like me that don't know the folks as well as I should at this point in time. He was wearing 16 last year. Now he's wearing number 4. Well, son of a bitch. Come on, just stay with 16. I knew you was 16 last year.
Yeah, look, they should put names on the back. I don't care about tradition. Put their names on the back like they do in the NFL and CFL. And I've listened to 6 so far. I aim to get just about all of them by next weekend. My favorite so far was the guy from the Demons. Not because they're my team, but I just found the Demons guy was pretty out there. But hey, they've all been great guests far.
And he does. That was Chris Pepper from Lace Out podcast, and he talks about all 18 clubs as well. He's a mad Demon supporter. Goes to all the games in Melbourne, but he's not afraid to call the club out when they're not going well. And I've watched him do, leave the stadium as the game is ending and do a Facebook Live and having an absolute spew about the club and just absolutely fucking railing on them as he's on the way out to catch the train home about how poorly things had gone. And he doesn't pull any punches. So he's not, let me ask you this. I think I know what this term means, but I'm going to ask you to clarify it for me. But what enoughy is that? Somebody who's just kind of blinded that I'm a supporter of this club and I don't look at the bad. I only look at the positive. Is that what enoughy is?
I'm not actually sure. Enoughy to me is like someone from Newfoundland, a Newfie or a Nuffie, where they're part Irish over here. But enoughy, yeah, you're probably right. But not exactly. Could be a Melbourne term.
You've been in Canada way too long. If that was the first thing,
might be just a Melbourne thing.
Now, it says here a nuffy is a person who is stupid.
They're a bit weird.
It goes on. It says someone who is an obsessive fan of a sport. So I think I was on the right track, that they kind of have those blinders on, that they only see the positive things. My team is great. My club is great. And there's nothing wrong with my club. It's like the Baghdad Bob during the Gulf War that was telling everything, remain calm. All is fine. Everything's great. And the tanks are rolling through Baghdad and that sort of thing. It's like Kevin Bacon at the end of Animal House. Remain calm. All is well. And then you see him trampled into the sidewalk at the end of the movie, that sort of thing. But okay. Yeah, I try not to be a nuffy. Okay. And Peps is not a nuffy. He calls out his club when it needs to be done. He's not looking at things through rose colored glasses. You're not a nuffy because, you know, you call out your club when you see problems.
Oh, you know what? They're okay in Melbourne, but they make up their own terms. Like they say, instead of saying something's great, they say grouse. What kind of stupidity? Grouse. They say it's great. And they say, instead of saying at the moment, they say at the minute. That's what Sam Newman started. Now they're all saying at the minute. That's stupid too. Anyway, I like raising up Melbourne people. Let's hope it's an all interstate grand final.
I will not be able to afford a flight to do that since I'm going to be going this summer. Like I said, I'm sitting down Thursday to book my flights, and then I'm going to book my Airbnb. I just did my new passport photo today. So I've got to send in my paperwork to get my updated passport. So this shit's really happening.
Good on you, man.
Yeah.
Great talking to you.
I'm stoked.
I got to go, but I really hope you have a great trip. We'll talk again, but.
Well, I hope we will, because that's not going to be happening until June. And we've got round one we need to talk about here pretty
soon.
I'll get with you soon, man. So last little bit of advice as you leave, your little word of wisdom for people.
Don't kick like Harry Mackay. Don't kick around the corner. Line it up. Malcolm Blight. Listen to Malcolm Blight on Sports Day. He'll tell you, you got to hold the ball properly. You're running properly. None of this bull crap I see these days. So don't kick like Harry Mackay. Absolutely disgraceful.
So basically you're saying that Ben Brown is a prodigy. See you, Mick.
See you later, man.
Cheers, man. All right, Mick. Hey, man, I thank you for sitting down and chatting, man. I like the new setup. This is going to be one heck of a year. You know, the AFL has almost achieved what the NFL tries to do every year and have parity, although your Denver Broncos are going to do their absolute best to topple that whole idea of parity this year, because I think they are going to be absolutely awful. The Denver Broncos are going to be the West Coast Eagles of the NFL. Sorry, Mick, I didn't get the chance to tell you that while we were talking, and you don't have a chance to give me a rebuttal on that one. Okay, hey, folks, hey, remember, you can find everything related to my podcast over at my website, ayankonthefooty.com. You can get on the mailing list. I do hope you'll sign up, so when new episodes come out, you'll have them in your inbox very shortly. If you enjoy the show, I do hope you'll leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, I hope you'll subscribe. I hope you hit that bell for notifications when new episodes come out. I am going to be going back and uploading all of the preview episodes onto YouTube. It's just been a whirlwind of getting those recorded. I've not had the chance to go back and put those in as of yet. If you've got an idea for a guest for the podcast, I do hope you'll reach out. If you've got a great story, I'd love to hear it. I love sharing those stories. That's one of the things that I like to do with the podcast, is to go ahead and highlight the fandom, if you will, the supporters of the game, as well as talking about the clubs and the games themselves. I love hearing your stories. I love sharing your stories, because there is so much that footy fans have in common with one another, and love being able to share those things. Again, remember, you can reach me at yank_on Twitter or X, or to yankonthefooty@gmail.com. You can also find all of those links on my website. If you want to help out the show, you can also click on that Buy Me a Coffee button there as well, or check out the store page. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook as well. I appreciate the kind words from everybody. Big help if you want to leave a review, okay? That'd be a huge help if you enjoy the show. If you want to comment on the YouTube channel, I do try to respond to as many of those as I possibly can as well. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, may your dribble kick never hit the post. I will catch you later. And this has been the 2024 AFL preview episode of A Yank on the Footy with my mate, Mick Aussie. Thanks for listening, everybody. And I do hope you'll share this podcast or this YouTube video with your friends and family. And until next time, cheers.